LCF Barbara Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.
George is a very busy man.
Hello!
Business is good. He is constantly doing deals with suppliers. Orders are flying out of the door and people want to buy his product. On Monday, George received an email. He recognised the name of the sender, Norman. The message read, "Are you available? Let me know if you can process the same day transfer of £9,200 now." George knew that he owed some money, but something about the wording of the email caused him to pause. He looked at the email address from which the email had come. It wasn't Norman's usual email address, he thought. I'll give him a ring to find out what it's all about. He rang Norman. "Have you sent me an email asking me for some money?" "No, I haven't," said Norman. Luckily for George, he'd spotted the potential fraud. Had he responded, the next thing would have been an instruction for where to send the money. George was very happy he'd been vigilant. On Tuesday, another busy day in the spoon factory, he received a telephone call. The caller said that he was a senior technician from the internet service provider. They suspected a potential hacking attempt on George's systems. They requested George to log into his system and follow his prompt. George went onto the internet and logged in. At the request of the technician, he punched in some details and pressed OK. The caller said everything would now be safe and secure and that the hacking attempt had been prevented. George felt good again. He was being vigilant. On Wednesday, George's bank manager rang. He was a bit concerned about some strange withdrawals from the company's bank account as they were not to the usual suppliers or customers. He asked George to verify some withdrawals. The withdrawals had not been authorised by George. He had been a victim of fraud.
What a shame for George. Despite all his vigilance on Monday and Tuesday, he still managed to become a victim of fraud on Wednesday. It can happen to any one of us in our personal lives and in business. So we thought it was a good idea to start a conversation. And talking to some of our good friends and colleagues in the business world, one person came across as somebody who also wanted to start this conversation. So I'm delighted to say Clementine Duckett from LCF Barbara Titley's is here. And this is something that you talk a lot about in your business, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Tom. I thought that because we sort of see quite a lot of this and hear a lot about it, it would be a good idea for us to just come in and talk about it as part of the Business Hub. As a law firm, you know, we're very, very diligent in all of this sort of thing. We've had lots and lots of training, but there's lots of owner-managed and small businesses out there that it may receive emails from customers. It may look authentic, but in fact, it's not.
Cybercrime is really on the rise as well. Obviously, it's becoming more and more tempting for people. And it's not just people in this country that can attack your business. It can happen from all over the world. And there's all sorts of different ways it can happen. As we heard in the story there with George, that there are lots of different ways people can attempt cybercrime. And cybercrime is at record levels and is only continuing to grow. So we do need to have these conversations and make sure that we are being vigilant and being sensible.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the fraudsters are actually in the Far East and Russia and aren't therefore in the control of the English authorities. So it's really important to know what to look out for. You know, George, in our story, was a victim of command and control hacking software, which was installed on his computer to steal any saved passwords. And they had all files containing account numbers. So it's really, really important. For example, when you get that box saying, do you want it to remember your password? It's really tempting. We all want things done really quickly nowadays.
Yeah, it's convenient, isn't it?
It is.
It's that thing of just going, we all just want to get things done as quickly as possible.
Quickly as possible.
And you go, oh, yeah, and that saves me remembering it.
It's much safer just to enter them in every time. I know it's, you know, it seems like a pain and you do want to do things quickly. You know, equally, just on sort of bank passwords and things, banks and those sorts of organisations will never ask us to tell them the password. So if you get a call or an email from a bank saying, can you confirm your password? Probably
it's
isn't going to be
not
genuine.
Going to be them.
And I think it's not just those, you know, it's not just banks that you might get emails from that don't necessarily look genuine. You might get emails from friends or people that you know, your colleague, for example, and the email address will look exactly the same, but it might be a slightly unusual request. So it might, or it might be that the way they're phrasing it isn't how they would usually phrase things. Mm. So, you know, we've had an example where one of my colleagues received an email apparently from one of our clients. So dealing with them on a day-to-day basis, had the client's email address and had dealt with them a number of times from that email address. But the email that came through contained an attachment. Our IT department had already identified it as suspicious, and the same email had also been sent to several members of staff. So that's also another kind of warning sign. What happened was my colleague who was dealing with that client contacted them by email and said, is this from you? Again, a response came back saying, yes, it is. Open the attachment. And again, it wasn't phrased in the way that it usually
would
be.
That's very demanding, isn't it? just open the attachment.
Exactly. So we just called them. Surprise, surprise, the client said it's not from me and his email address had been hacked. You know, what we never do is include bank details of our clients or where we're transferring any money in the body of an email. Always much safer to fax details, which sounds very old-fashioned
now,
or scan it and attach it to an email.
Yeah, so like in a PDF, in a picture rather than in text.
Put it into a PDF or send it in the post. Following that up with a telephone call, speaking to the person you know that you're speaking to and saying, please confirm the account details.
Attachments, like you mentioned on that email, they often contain viruses that can do all sorts of things to your computer, that can allow people in. So obviously having good antivirus software is important, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. You can look at taking cybersecurity insurance, which can assist if ransom demands are received. You'd probably look at that if it was a type of the business, if you're running a type of business where you were particularly vulnerable to it. But it is becoming more common.
So we would love to hear from you if you've experienced any of this. We'd love to continue this conversation. You can get in touch with us via the website, which is strayfm.com, or via Twitter as well, @strayfm. And if you want to talk with Clementine and the team at LCF, you've got social media you can do that through as well, haven't you?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, do contact us and share your experiences, because as I say, I think the more knowledge we've got of what people are doing and the different examples, the better we're going to get at combating it.
So take some time, think about it, give some training to your staff if you have them, and make sure they're talking about it. Have these discussions, and hopefully you'll keep your business safe throughout this year and beyond.
LCF Barbara Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.